Welcome to Podcasting Smarter, the podcast for podcasters by podcasters. Podcasting Smarter is the official podcast from Podbean, featuring podcasting interviews, best practices, and helpful tips. We're here to give you the tools, resources, product updates, and news to help you get started podcasting and keep your podcast growing.
Hello, everyone. Hello and welcome. We are so excited. Today is AMA Day. AMA.
Ooh, AMA.
My name's AMA Day. My name is Norma Jean Belenke. I'm the head of events here at Podbean. And today is our AMA, which stands for Ask Me Anything, Ask Us Anything on Podcasting. We are so excited to chat with you today. I'm going to read our brief intro, and then we're going to jump into some questions from our community here at Podbean. Let's get ready to talk all about podcasting. There is no question too small. So here we go. Welcome back, everyone, to Podcasting Smarter and our February live event, the Podbean AMA, where we're answering all of your podcasting questions. For those of you who may be joining us for the first time, Podcasting Smarter has live stream sessions like this one with top podcasters and industry experts. We also have exclusive recorded episodes on the Podcasting Smarter podcast, so make sure to check that out as well. This is just one of our live events, and we've got some really fun opportunities for you to join our community coming up in March, as well with the Podbean AI event on March 7th. And before the end of the month, we've got Amplify and Thrive podcast growth tips from a Black-owned podcast business with Bethany Hawkins from Crackers and Soup. So that's coming up just next week, February 29th. We've also got a really interesting branded podcasting event on March 14th with the RNLI about how they've used podcasting to celebrate the 200-year anniversary of the Royal Naval Lifeboat Institution. So that's a really cool one if you have any questions about branded podcasting or how companies and nonprofits are using podcasting for their brands and to tell the stories behind them. Podcasting Smarter is brought to you by Podbean. We're a podcast hosting and monetizing platform and home to over 640,000 podcasts. To start your podcast, head over to podbean.com today. And now we'll get started. Hey, John. Hey, Ronnie.
Hello. Hey. Hello. The question, I guess, to start us all off should be, if it's AMA, it's Ask Me Anything. If it's Ask Us Anything, should it be AUA? Ask Us Anything, AUA? Is that a thing?
AUA.
If it's not, it's starting here.
AUA. What's the collective me?
It's the collective me. Exactly. And so
yeah,
we're
like
joined
the Royal We.
I was thinking the same thing. It's just like the Royal We. So we're joined today by Ronnie Gosch, who is our podcast specialist here at Podbean, and John Kiernan, our director of content. So we're so excited to chat. Obviously, we've got a lot of questions from listeners. And before we jump in to our AMA. Ask Us Anything. Before we jump in, guys, I just want to also say, pop your questions in the chat if you have any questions. And if we don't address it here in today's live, what we'll do is we'll answer it in the chat. Or, of course, you can always email us at podcastingsmarter@podbean.com with any of your podcasting questions. And we always just ask that you keep it kind and professional, especially on the internet. It's a wild world out there. So
you promise that I'm typing as fast as I can when I answer the question, guys. Exactly. You just got to give me a second. I only have two hands.
How many words a minute, Ronnie?
Oh, God. And I was doing like writing full time. It was like 100 words per minute. I was
pretty
good there.
That's now a pretty good expectation.
Yeah. Now it's not that quick anymore, please.
So first off, we have some questions on monetization. The Passionate Pulse podcast has reached out and asked, can we share effective strategies for monetizing content and key actions and steps to focus on for success? I have some thoughts on this, but John, do you want to jump in first?
Yeah, and I think that this is a question that I think is on a lot of podcasters' minds generally. How do I make money with my show? And I think there's two parts of it. There's what tools are available, and then there's how do I get those tools to function for me, right? So I think it's a double-edged question here. And speaking specifically from the Podbean tool set, there's a lot of different things that we have, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just speaking about the tools real quick, first off, I would just obviously start off with our live streaming platform, because anybody on Podbean can start up a live stream, whether you're on a paid plan or a free plan, and you can receive donations during the live stream. So just off the bat, if you're able to build live streaming adding into your workflow, then you can receive donations from your most passionate listeners. So that's already one way. Then there's so many other different ways. We have a built-in patron program where when people donate to you, you can go ahead and give, you can have different tiers where people can submit a variety of different price types to you, and then you can go ahead and give different prizes to them dependent on whatever tier they're on. We have the Apple Podcast subscriptions where you can put out content on Apple Podcast subscriptions. They can pay for that content. You get revenue that way. We also have our advertising platform too. If you meet the criterion to be part of Podbean's ad marketplace, advertisers can run ads on your show, either programmatic or host-read, and you can receive income that way. So in terms of the tools that we offer, I think that really the sky's the limit from that capability. And as a follow-up to that, how do you get people to activate on these things? For me, it always starts off very simply with a lot of these tools. A lot of it is about building awareness, right? A lot of it is in your shows, in your social media, on your website, in your emails, wherever you can and wherever you have that audience engaging, let people know how they can support you. Let people know that you have these different tools and methods of monetization, and let people work with you in the best way that suits them, right? Maybe people want to, maybe you have a dedicated fan base that really wants to hear extra content from you. Apple Podcast subscriptions or the patron program may be the best way for you. You may have people that really get involved with your live stream. They're asking questions, much like many of you are here, and they want to go ahead and donate in the moment. That's a great method too. Other types of Podbean, non-Podbean tools that you can always look into are like PayPal donation buttons, buy me a coffee, things like that. So there's lots of different tools, but really the big part of how do I get people to activate on that is really by letting your audience know what's going on and letting them know the ways that they can support you. On the advertising side, the more downloads you have and the more traffic you have coming to your show, the higher likelihood that your show can be chosen and will be chosen by advertisers that want to work with your show and have that symbiotic relationship with your content. So that's a very high level overview of it. We do have a lot of content that does go over that, but I wanted to give an answer that I haven't really given before, because usually we talk about the tools or we talk about like growing your show, things like that. But I think this answer that I've given here is here's the total package. Here are the tools, but then here's how to get people to activate on your tools.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ronnie, jump in.
One thing I also want to point out for podcasters, some of them might have come across this on their own and they might have heard us talk about this all the time, but one thing to help your show is create merch. Even if it's something as simple as going onto one of those sites like Redbubble or TeePublic and creating a design, it could be something as simple as, oh, hey, this is a really funny saying that I say in most of my episodes, and you put it on a t-shirt. If people think it's funny and they're laughing with you, they're going to buy the t-shirt. So that is definitely a great way to not only invest in your podcast to get monetization going, but the people who buy that shirt and wear that shirt become walking advertisements of your podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a great tip, Ronnie. I think you're right. Let the audience advertise for you. And of course,
exactly.
And we all know when you listen to a great podcast, you're going to share it. Word of mouth is powerful, right? You're just going to be so excited. You're going to send that link. You're going to send that pilot episode link to everybody being like, oh my gosh, I love this show. We have to listen together. So I think when you have great content, your audience is going to really want to support. And great content it doesn't have to be, we always talk about this at Podbean, doesn't have to be super Peabody award winning, well produced. It has to be what your audience wants to hear, what you're excited to make. And from my side, I have to say, in terms of strategies for monetizing content, I also just want to mention consistency. Consistency is such a big part of it. You know, like John said, we have amazing tools at Podbean. We've got the Apple subscription, like the patron, the live stream, like all of it, right? The ads marketplace. You just want to make sure that you're consistent. And that's consistent in what you're offering. It's consistent in your brand voice. It's consistent in your timing, right? And this also goes to when you release your episodes every week as well, because that's part of your audience experience, right? You want to make sure that if you're doing a host read ad, right? Maybe you're reading an ad on your show for a company or a product or a service that you have a direct relationship with. You want to make sure that it matches the tone of your show. That consistency across the audio auditory brand of your show should be across the board. And that's going to be in your visuals. That's going to be in how you interact with your audience. Are you casual? If you're replying to people on social media, And you always want to make sure you reply to comments. Are you casual? Hey, everybody, how's it going? Or is it like, oh, thanks so much, we're so excited. But there's a little bit of a tone consistency that you want to be clear on as well. And yeah. Once you have that, you're going to start to build in whatever direction you are. And it can take time. That's also something that I want to bring up as well. All progress is good progress. So make sure that you celebrate those milestones along the way as well.
Also, just for anybody that's been in the chat here, for anybody that's been part of Podcasting Smarter episodes with Ronnie, myself, Norma Jean, or anyone else that's part of our Wiley team here, if you've heard any of the quotes that we've said or our little idiosyncrasies that would be great drop them in the comments too, because I'm pretty sure that there's been a lot of us who have been with Podbean for quite some time, and I'm sure that on these Podcasting Smarter episodes you've probably heard us say some stuff that we keep saying, and maybe it's something that you're like, oh yeah, Norma Jean or John or Ronnie, yeah, they do say that a lot. So it, on top of the AMA questions that you have, please go ahead and drop those in the comments, because I'd love to know what you think we should throw on a Podbean t-shirt, ladies and gentlemen. That would be great. I'd love to know.
I think we all know, John. I think we all know. If anyone out there can guess what John's catchphrase is, I think they deserve a t-shirt, because we say it all the time. I'm not going to repeat it yet until it comes into the chat.
You know what? I'm not going to say what it is. Y'all are going to guess in the chat.
We know what it is, John.
Yes.
We're so excited. Honestly, it's something where right. I think we always love interacting with our Podbean community. But yeah, you want to make sure consistency. And I think we'll get there to John's catchphrase, John's personal catchphrase in a little bit, which we have featured on the podcast quite a few times and is a really important thing to remember. So that's something that we'll dip into a little bit later. And next I want to talk about, we have a question from Mickey who has asked, in podcast descriptions, are there equivalents to hashtags to highlight episode topics, and how can they be effectively used for audience engagement? So yes, the answer is yes. We have tags. You can tag your episodes at Podbean, and you can utilize those tags to create customized playlists, which is really cool, right? We have the embeddable player at Podbean. So if you have a website, you have your Podbean website, of course, which is built in for every podcast that's hosted with us. But additionally, if there's any other websites that you want to embed your show on, or maybe even that you want your guests to embed their episodes on, which is also a really great feature. I'm going to tangent down right now. But if you have guests on your show, let me just very quickly say to offer them, hey, you were so great on this episode. If you want to embed the episode on your website, on your In the Media page, you can. Here's the embed code. People love that, number one. People love it. And number two, if you have a website that you want to embed customized playlists on, you absolutely can. You can create tags to customize specific topics or themes within your podcast, and then you can create playlists on the embeddable player that will go over maybe... what's the example that we always use? Is it fishing? Is it a fishing podcast? I think we always use the example of a fishing podcast here at Podbean when we're using an example. So let's say you have your fishing podcast.
That was a comic book podcast.
Oh, okay. We'll go with comic book. Right. We'll go with comic book. Maybe it's one particular character or season or supervillain that comes back. You can create a customized playlist on the embeddable player for that specific character. You can create specific character playlists and embed them into your website. So it's a very cool feature, and it really helps people who want to niche down on your content find it and binge the episodes that are relevant to them. Yeah. And we'll pop a link here in the chat about the embeddable player customization and how you can select which episodes and tag, because it's a really cool feature we have at Podbean. John, Ronnie, you guys want to expand on that?
Obviously, John, correct me if I'm wrong, because I feel like I'm not wrong and I'm going to say this with my chest, but obviously if I'm wrong, please correct me. Hashtags and descriptions don't do anything. They're not going to do anything for your podcast. What we're looking at instead of hashtags is keywords. Keywords are what's going to boost your podcast in search engines, in any kind of search for podcasts within like Apple Podcasts. So instead of saying, oh, what hashtags do I use? It's okay, how do I make sure that I'm including all the right keywords to make my podcast more findable for people who are searching for that particular topic? So if you want to try to use hashtags, we're using it like in a tongue-in-cheek type way where it's, oh yeah, because we're here to be hashtag cool kids, like by all means, like stick with the bit. But putting a bunch of hashtags in your description for an episode or for a podcast, like it's Instagram, hoping that if you put 50 tags, you're going to be more discoverable. Mm. It's not going to do anything, and it's going to make your podcast look like spam. Mm.
Yeah,
that's a really great point. Yeah, and I do have to say also, in terms of that keyword utilization, we're not there yet where when you Google something, it's going to scan audio. We're not there. And so when people are searching for content, they're using text, right? We're searching via text. And so what search does is it's going to pull up all the text that's relevant and, you know, all the keywords that are relevant. So when you're writing your episode description, when you're writing your episode title, even, you want to make sure that you use those keywords. You want to make sure you have a transcript. This is, for me, this is the hill I'm going to die on. Have a transcript. Have a transcript.
And, well, and not only that, but having chapter markers where you like say, oh, hey, for this chapter, we're talking about this specific topic. The next chapter, we're talking about this specific topic. Even if you're not like organized by chapter or by segment with your podcast, having some kind of chapter marker to let people know, hey, we're talking about this for the next few minutes. That will also be searchable within any search engine, which will help boost your podcast. So having those keywords will definitely help you become SEO powered.
Exactly. And that's really going to help with audience engagement. And we actually had a great episode on Podcasting Smarter with an audience development professional, Katrin Skapertis, shout out. And she said that people are also typing in to like the ChatGPT, hey, what are podcasts that you can recommend? And people are finding podcasts that way. If you think about it, like I think people are using ChatGPT maybe to make grocery lists and stuff like that. But if you type in, hey, what are the 10 best travel podcasts? It may pull yours if you're a travel podcast and you use those keywords. So keywords are the hashtags of metadata for podcasts. I think that's a that's a really big one. And like I said, I went hard on the embeddable player. I love that thing. I really do. Yeah. John, do you want to round us out? Is there anything else you want to say about maximizing, highlighting episode topics and how they can effectively be used for audience engagement?
Yeah, no. And I love what we're talking about, the tags and about the embeddable player too, because I think we often think so much of simply having our podcast on the directories, which is wildly important. Absolutely. And it's one of the things that we talk about in terms of growth. And it is something that cannot be understated. It's one of the reasons why you go to a hosting platform, to make it easy to get there. But when you think about using these tags and you think about searchability, discoverability, and you think about how to engage an audience, one of the things is, how do I get my audience to really key into what I want them to key into, right? And using those tags and using the embeddable player to create those playlists, that can really help you, especially if you're a podcast that has some tenure. And when we talk about really finding your niche and things like that, after a while, you probably will start to expand to a bigger audience. You'll start choosing higher level topics, things like that. So being able to really get granular with those keywords and with those tags and with the embeddable player, I love it too. All those things are going to help you grow your podcast in ways that you might not have even considered before. I think everything that everyone is saying is totally valid. And yeah, just to, again, be an extra nail here, hashtags are not something outside of being tongue-in-cheek that work for discoverability, right? So definitely using the keyword strategy is not just a great strategy, that's like the only strategy. So I would definitely go down the road of really trying to optimize your titles and keywords. And there's a lot of tools that help you do that nowadays.
There's a lot of tools. And we have some content coming up talking about some of the tools at Podbean that offer that. So we're not going to, it's just a little Easter egg for you there. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Podcasting Smarter. If you have any podcasting questions or want to get in touch, send us an email at podcastingsmarter@podbean.com. Thanks so much, and happy podcasting.